Now, this week, Cenovus Energy agreed to buy Husky Energy in a $3.8 billion all-stock deal. And if approved, Cenovus Husky will become the third largest energy company in Canada. So here to discuss this merger, what it means for Canada's energy industry, is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hello there, Mark.
Hello.
Now, just last week, you and I talked about the rise of renewable energy and how that would negatively affect the demand for traditional, you know, carbon-based energy. What do you think of that, that the rise of renewables played a role in this decision in these companies to merge?
Well, the reason that companies merge often comes down to cost cutting. So with energy, even before the pandemic, we saw that the Canadian energy sector was struggling. And then COVID-19 made things worse as energy demand plummeted as the global economy shut down. Today, it's a bit different. It's kind of a divided world. We see Asia, particularly China's economy, it's ramping up. And they're demanding lots of energy. They're basically back to pre-COVID levels. And then we look at the other parts of the world, Europe, North America, where some countries are shutting down again. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. Overall, in the short term, like outside of Asia, the outlook for oil and energy is not great. And I'd say that the main reason we've seen this recent uptick in merger has more to do with the high production costs of Canadian oil and the recent drop due to COVID-19 rather than the emerging trend in renewable energy.
Okay, so when two large energy companies like this merge, what are they hoping to achieve?
In this case, both companies are trying to diversify their business and, more importantly, cut costs. When oil was trading at much higher levels, energy companies, they borrowed billions of dollars because they wanted to ramp up production, invest in their businesses, grow them, because they wanted to take advantage of all the high prices. We also saw a lot of foreign investment in places like the oil sands. However, it didn't last. Like those high prices, they started to drop. And there were times recently where the cost to extract a barrel of oil was higher than what they could sell for. So we had these already highly indebted energy companies. They were basically hemorrhaging money. And if things didn't change, many of them would go bankrupt. So what they do, they need to cut costs. I mean, that's what you got to do in that type of an economic environment. So they needed to reduce the amount it takes to extract that barrel of oil and improve their profit margins. In the Cenovus Husky deal, it currently cost them about $38 to extract a barrel of oil. Post-merger, they're hoping to drop that to about $33 by 2023.
And overall, then, how much are these energy companies expected to save by merging?
For this one, they're talking about $1.2 billion. So they're hoping to emerge a new company, which is leaner and meaner. We often hear that. Unfortunately, that means layoffs, particularly in Calgary, because you're going to go from two head offices, now they only need one. So both companies have been struggling recently, and they've already laid off like hundreds of energy workers in the field. So they're already pretty lean on that front. But if you're an office worker for one of these companies, you're likely not sleeping very well. So their plan is to take that $1.2 billion and pay down some debt and to improve their productivity through something they called workplace optimization, which is basically another way of saying their goal is to do more with fewer people.
Uh-huh. So this merger, as we say, is going to create the third largest energy company in the country. What do you think? Are you looking in the future? Are you expecting that there are more mergers in the works, I guess, what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I think there's quite a few more mergers that we'll likely see over the next year or two. It's already happening in the U.S. There's been some really big mergers there, and I expect Canada will just follow suit. You're seeing weaker companies that are saddled with debt. They're going to be taken over by their stronger, better financed rivals. With the Cenovus Husky deal, Cenovus was offering $3.8 billion, which was at a 20% premium to their stock. And I found that kind of surprising because I thought Cenovus would be sort of in the better position when negotiating. But I guess they felt it was worth doing if it meant saving on the operation costs. Also, it wasn't too long ago that Husky Energy was worth $47 billion. So buying it at $3.8 billion, I don't know. Maybe it's a bargain.
That's a big difference. That's a big difference. Now, are you seeing mostly Canadian energy companies buying other Canadian companies?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of foreign companies want out of Canada. They deem our production costs too high, lots of regulatory roadblocks, and the lack of pipeline capacity. They see those as insurmountable hurdles. As such, they're selling their Canadian assets, and it's a lot of Canadian companies that are buying them. So in the next couple of years, I expect we'll have fewer but larger Canadian companies operating in our energy industry with a lot less foreign influence.
Well, you are the guide to personal finance, Mark. From an investment perspective, if you've got energy companies that were worth $47 billion not too long ago, now selling for $3.8 billion, is that a good value at these prices?
Yeah, I mean, just because something is cheap doesn't mean it's good value. And we're seeing lots of money. It's fleeing the sector for many legitimate reasons. It could be a big pension fund that is going fossil fuel free, or, you know, there's just lots of people believe that it's a dying industry and they rather invest in areas with more potential. From an investment perspective, there's always value investors. And these are the investors that go against the trend, who like a really good deal and tend to buy in the unloved parts of the market. And they seem to be more interested in our energy companies at these prices, because they believe the more mergers that will take place, it means that the ones that do survive will be in a great position because they're going to be dealing with a lot less competition. And then when we finally get past COVID-19 and the world gets back to normal, energy demand ramps up, these stocks will be in a much better place, and their stock prices could bounce. And they could bounce quite a lot if, depending on how oversold they were. That said, you know, I think that Canada energy sector is going to continue to struggle for some time. I don't think it's going to disappear. I think it's going to be around for decades, but it needs to adapt, which is what these mergers are trying to accomplish. It is companies adapting to a tougher environment and changing the way they do business. I'm still cautious on it, and I don't have a lot of exposure in my investment models to energy.
Still, yeah, I know it's still very much on the news run over this past couple of days. So thank you very much for weighing in on it today.
Thank you.